Opening welcome. In this lesson you'll learn a practical, stock device workflow to create DJ Markie style filter notch movement in Ableton Live 12. We're stacking narrow notches, making them move rhythmically across a drum and bass loop, and arranging their intensity to build rave style tension toward a drop. Lesson overview. This is a beginner FX lesson. By the end you'll have a notch stack effect rack made from Ableton's stock devices, three musically placed moving notches, macro controls for movement and depth, and a simple arrangement plan to escalate tension in a 16-bar build. What you will build, you'll create a notch stack rack using EQ8, utility, saturator, and compressor. Three narrow notches centered in different frequency regions that you can move via macros. Macro controls for depth, movement, and wet/dry. An arrangement that stacks and intensifies those notches across a build to the drop. Step-by-step walkthrough. DJ Markie filter notch movement, stack and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for rave lace tension materials. An Ableton Live 12 project with a drum and bass drums loop and a synth/bass loop on two tracks. Use arrangement view for automation. A. Prepare the bus 1. Select your drums and synth tracks. Right-click and group tracks. Name the group Rave Bus. 2. Optionally create a new audio track after the group and route the group's output to it, or just place the FX rack directly on the group's device chain. B. Build the notch stack rack 3. Insert an audio effect rack on the group. Devices right arrow audio effects right arrow audio effect rack. 4. Open the rack's chain list and click create chain 3 times. Name them notch 1, notch 2, notch 3. Keep their volumes at unity. C. EQ 8 notches 5. Drop an EQ8 on each chain. 6. In each EQ8, use a single band. Set that band to a bell type. Reduce its gain to around minus 24 dB for a noticeable notch deeper gives more surgical cuts. Narrow the bandwidth. Set Q around 612 or width roughly 0.2 0.5 octaves for a tight notch. 7. Frequency start points. Notch 1. Tilde 220 Hz kick/body. Notch 2. Tilde 800 Hz snare/perk area. Notch 3. Tilde 2.5 kHz high percussion and synth detail. Tweak these to taste with your material. D. Map frequencies to macros for stacking movement. 8. Enter macro map mode. 9. Map the frequency knob of notch 1 EQ band to macro 1. Rename it move 1. 10. Map notch 2 frequency to macro 2 move 2, and notch 3 frequency to macro 3 move 3. 11. Exit macro map mode. Each notch center is now controllable by its macro. E. Set macro ranges for musical movement. 12. Right-click each macro and set min/max ranges. Move 1. Min 80 Hz, right arrow max 600 Hz. Move 2. Min 400 Hz, right arrow max 1.6 kHz. Move 3. Min 1.2 kHz, right arrow max 6 kHz. 13. These ranges give each notch a useful sweep window for rhythmic movement. F. Create rhythmic movement with arrangement automation. 14. Switch to arrangement view and duplicate your loop for a 16-bar tension section. 15. Show device automation for the audio effect rack and reveal automation lanes for macro 1, 3. 16. Draw automation shapes, quantize to musically useful divisions. Notch 1. A rhythmic step pattern at 1/8 or 1/16. Values bouncing between low and mid each 1/8. Notch 2. Offset by a 1/16 to create counter movement. Notch 3. Slower sweeps at 1/4 or dotted 1/8 for rising tension. 17. Prefer stepped or short jumps rather than continuous LFO style ramps for that staccato rave feel. G. Stack more intensity. 18. To increase perceived resonance, add a second EQ8 after the first in each chain and set a wider band at minus 6 to minus 12 dB to sculpt the notch. 19. Add saturator after the EQs. Drive modestly 1-3 dB and keep dry/wet low tilde 20% for harmonic grit when notches move. 20. Place a compressor after the rack and sidechain it to the kick if you want the notches to duck with the drums for DNB tightness. H. Arrange for rave lace tension. 21. Map a rack macro 4 called depth to the gain of each EQ band so increasing depth strengthens the cuts. 22. Map another macro to overall wet, for example by placing a utility after the rack and mapping its gain. 23. Arrange progression. Bars 1-8. Subtle movement with low depth and just notch 1 active. Bars 9-12. Add notch 2 and increase depth slightly. Bars 13-16. Add notch 3. Raise depth further, increase saturator, optionally send to a return reverb for space. then cut to silence at bar 17 for the drop. Common mistakes: notches too wide. Keep cue high. Wide notches remove too much musical content. Overdoing depth. Stacking extreme cuts across the spectrum makes the track hollow. Automate depth progressively. Unsynchronized movement. Unquantized automation can sound facey and messy. Keep movements on beat divisions. Working on master. Don't apply aggressive notches on master. Use groups or targeted tracks first. Overlapping notches. Avoid stacking multiple notches in the same frequency area to prevent comb filter artifacts. Pro tips: opposing motion. Invert move 1 and move 3 ranges so lows and highs push-pull the spectrum. Automation vs LFO. Arrangement automation is predictable for beginners. Move to LFOs later if desired. Stereo motion. Offset macros between left and right chains or duplicate the rack and pan chains for stereo wander. Resampling trick. Render a 4-bar moving notch loop and drop it back in for an extra layer with less CPU cost. Preserve sub. If low frequencies get thin, add a parallel low-pass chain to preserve sub energy. Mini practice exercise goal. Make a 16-bar build with the notch stack rack. 1. Put a 4-bar drum plus synth loop in a group. 2. Add the notch stack rack with 3 notches at 220Hz, 800Hz, and 2.5kHz. 3. Automate. Bars 1, 4. Notch 1 pulses every 1/8. Bars 5, 8. Bring in notch 2 offset by 1/16. Depth increases slightly. Bars 9, 12. Notch 3 adds slower sweeps. Increase saturator drive a touch. Bars 13, 16. All 3 active. Depth ramps to maximum. Then cut to silence at bar 17. 4. Export a loop. Listen on headphones and tweak cue, gain, and ranges until the tension feels right and the bass still hits. Recap: you've built a beginner-friendly notch stack using a Q8 map to macros, used arrangement automation to move notches rhythmically, layered saturator and compression to add grit, and arrange depth and wet macros to escalate tension toward a drop. The core ideas: narrow notches, mapped movement ranges, beat synced automation, and gradual stacking. Final coaching note: remember, the DJ Marky vibe comes from timing and musical intent as much as settings. Start with the arrangement goal, which bars need tension, then dial notch parameters to serve that moment. Save your rock presets and versions for quick reuse across tracks. Practice the mini exercise until you can reliably control movement and tension. This becomes a powerful FX tool in your drum and bass arrangements. That's it. Jump into your project and start stacking those notches.